Okay, so where are you guys now in the Gemara? Samech.
Nun.
You guys started the. Okay, good. So I picked something on Nun Hey, just because I figured you guys just. You were only officially just supposed to have started the fifth paragraph. I'm glad you guys are past that. What? No.
I was there one.
That's fine, but. Whatever. So, Nun Hey, and I picked this together. I picked this again, Zerayim, that comes up there just because, you know, we're doing Zerayim this year in the Kollel, so I figured I might as well do Zerayim. Yeah, why not?
When are you doing Kollel? Like, 5 seconds?
And what Seder would that be in? There you go. Okay. Come on.
I feel like you just do every Masakha and just, like, turn the day, though.
Okay. So, the Gemara at bottom of Nun Hey and Aleph going to Nun Bay says, Rav Nazari, Idmar. Rav Nasan Charamar Halacha Kirebi Elazar Ben Azaria V'Charamar Ein Halacha Kirelazar Ben Azaria. Tistaim Dar Nazim D'Amar Halacha Kirelazar Ben Azaria. Dishmin Le Rav Nasan Dazal Basar Umdina Dari Nazan Halacha Shimon Shazuri B'Mesugan which was Meiser Sheld Mai. Okay, so what's going on? The Gemara had a machlokas. What was the machlokas? By Ksuba.
Whether you
go to Azaria. What was the Umdina? Right.
That the reason why he's giving a Tosefet is in order to marry.
Right. Do you assume that you only gave the Ksuba al Menas Lachonsa or not? And therefore, if you only do Erisim not Suin, would you have to pay? So the Mishnah brings a Machlokes. Elazar ben Azaria assumes you don't. And the Gemara assumes at this point, the Gemara that later on it will reject this, that this is a general machlokes, do you go by umdina or not? Meaning, do we take into account what we think you're thinking or not? Now, of course, later on, the Gemara will point out that
everyone goes by umdina.
What?
Meaning, everyone goes by umdina.
Everyone goes by umdina. What are you talking about? Obviously, everyone goes by umdina. Right? That's the conclusion of the Gemara. The question is, which umdina is? What do you think, people? Right, but the Gemara had this very interesting moment in the early run of the Gemara where the Gemara actually thought there was a fundamental machlokes. Do we care about what you think or not? Obviously, the maskana.
That caused them a lot of questions.
Correct, because obviously, misvara, that's very, very radical. And obviously, we care about, under certain circumstances, we care about what you think, right? Meaning, if you tell me that I owe you $100, and then you tell me, but just so you know, right, when I said I owed you $100, I meant that in base, I don't know, two, fine.
Like $8?
Right, or whatever, right? Then, right, we would say, well, no, probably you didn't, right? Because nobody means that. Or no normal person means that, right? Right, clearly sometimes we do. But in the Havamina of the Gemara, we actually thought there was machlokes about this. So, the Gemara tries to prove it, and one of the cases is Trumas Maaser Shel Demai. So, what is that case? I assume, when you guys do the Gemara, you do it with what? At least with Rashi, right?
You mean that case
Yes, at least with Rashi. Yes, 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 yes. Good. Yeah, so Rashi says, he quotes it from Demai, Mishnah Yimzeches Demai, I gave it to you, right? You didn't have to guess. Mishnah Yimzeches Demai. Trumas Maizer Shel Demai, Shechazim Kalma V'Asra, Esachulin Mishum Midduma. So Shimon Shizuri, so what happens here? You have Trumas Maizer, which is of Demai, meaning you're not sure right, whether it is in fact Truma, that then fell back in and forbade Chulin because of Midduma. What's Midduma?
Because it's
the issur of a mixture of truma and chulin. Shimon Shazuri Omer Af Bechol Shoal Olam Aretz. During the week, even during the week, what do? You ask the Am Aretz, were you mafresh? If you were mafresh, then what?
Then
the demai was already chulin, and therefore there's no truma involved in its mutter. Talking about appears alalu ve'ochan apiv im Amar Efrashi Masrosav Karoi Ad Shalom Mechartim Lachab. If he says, I was mafresh, so mechalav, you rely on him. To hold me, the rabbananu, since it's only the rabbananim, near rabbanim and makom seida. We believe you when there's a loss, kiacha. Like in this case, she'en lo takana lachzal hafresh, because here you wouldn't be able to be mafresh. Again, elam mocha lekohanim, but the meitruma behefzed hulo. You'd have to sell it to the kohanim minus the amount of potential truma that mixed into it, and you would incur the loss. So, why do we say in the week? Mishum de ketani azam milzachrisa v'yeshba chiluk, because there, And Gemara has another case. Dibis Shabbos Shoalo. Then on Shabbos, we ask you of Ochel Al Piv. Or that everybody agrees that on Shabbos, you could ask the Amoretz and rely on his testimony. And if he said that he was Mafresh Truma, then it would revert. It would go from being Demai to being Chulin Mitukan. Why Ibnei Oneg Shabbos? Because of Oneg Shabbos. But you can only rely on his testimony on Shabbos, but not on Motzei Shabbos until you give Truma again.
Yeah, I never understood the Shvar of that, because one second, so Shabbos you sort somehow work the Kula.
Good. So
yeah, how's that go?
That's what I'm going to examine, because I found it interesting. Right? So what's the case? So Demai is what? Demai is?
If you're not sure if it has.
Not sure, right? Something that you're not sure, Truma or Chulin. Because it came from an Amaretz. Amaretz are not always mafresh, they're usually mafresh, so it's a derabanan that we're machmir, but only under certain circumstances. So normally we say that we are machmir, we don't want you to eat demai. Rav Shimon Shazuri thinks we can always just ask the Amaretz and we believe in what he says. We don't pasken that way, but we do say that if on Shabbos you're stuck with demai, then you can ask the Amaretz, and if the Amaretz tells you that he gave chumos and maestros, it is now chulin mitukanim, and you're allowed to eat it. Rashi claims that this is because of oneg Shabbos, because we want you to be able to eat, therefore we're making on demai, which is only a nisar drop on it in the end of the day, but the kula is only for Motzei Shabbos, and as Natanael points out correctly, this is a slight problem, because
you can't go lighter for Shabbos to
unlock your practice. Yeah, if you believe him, you believe him. You don't believe him, you don't believe him. What does that mean? We believe you until Shabbos is over and then we cease to believe you. Right? What does that mean? Okay, so let's hold that for a moment. Rashi says, what's the goreim? Right? Why do we believe him?
Onik Shabbos.
Onik Shabbos. Tosus says what? Who here does Tosus, by the way, consistently?
Not
anybody?
Only
Tosus does it on the sheet. Did he put this Tosus in the sheet?
No.
Okay, so there we go. So we'll learn something new. So Tosfos says, "Reish nevasid nachim zechus demai." Okay, where is demai? Mishinu nemin mishav shalav ochal piv. Chashkam otzai Shabbos lo yochal atchi aser perish aval pisha heid bayom lo yochal balayel lo sher l'rabbanan elav Shabbos shen yochal atakin. Right. So he quotes everything, and he says it's only mutter on Shabbos because the kula is only when you can't fix it. V'taim ader abanan. Now, what's the reason? Lo mishum oneg Shabbos. It's not oneg, like Rashi says. For oneg Shabbos alone, we wouldn't let you eat demai. Right? Ela mishum emas Shabbos. Rather, it's because of emas Shabbos. What's emas Shabbos?
Fear
Shabbos, meaning what?
That too's problematic.
Oh, he's
hold.
You know he wouldn't mafish on Shabbos.
He wouldn't lie on Shabbos.
Oh.
Okay? He wouldn't lie on Shabbos. Okay? That's what he says. K'demashma b'Yerushalmi. What?
Why then?
Hold it. Slowly. Yes, we have a lot of problems here. Right? One is, why would you believe him partially? Right? Now, this is an even bigger problem for Tosfos than it is for Rashi, because Rashi says it's a kula mishmonik Shabbos, so one could say, look, maybe we don't really believe him, but we believe him enough to allow you to be on it. Right?
Yeah.
But if you think it's mishum ema Shabbos, meaning we don't think he would lie on Shabbos, then why wouldn't you believe him on Motzei Shabbos, right?
It's sort of like Rashi's sort of saying, because being machmir on not believing him, you're going to be stepping on toes of Onik Shabbos, then...
So we allow you to be makil.
To not step on toes of Onik Shabbos, we're going to believe him. But it's not actually real believability.
Exactly. Right? And toes is believability. The problem is, obviously, if it's actually believable...
Then why Motzei Shabbos
be mafresh again? Right? So he quotes, and his source is Gemashim of Yerushalmi, the Amal Shimon Shazuri... And he says in the Yerushalmi, it says that the reason of Shimon Shazuri, what did Shimon Shazuri say?
That we're
always believe him, even Bechol, because just like he's scared to lie on Shabbos, he's scared to lie about Truma always. Rav Shimon Shazuri was the other Shita, right? So, Perish, Amaretz Yare L'Shakir B'Shabbos Rudavar Shein HaMuzer Mishim D'Shabbos Kovas L'Maiser Sover Rav Shimon. Right, he thinks that just like someone would be fearful to lie on Shabbos, and we'll come back to why, he'll also be feared to lie about Truma anyway, ever, didn't he? They know Yari Miser Tevel, because he's not worried about Tevel, Yari Miser Truma, Gizhitar Mechadim Kalman Rabban and Pligiele.
The reason behind this being we trust Amay Haaretz for Truma, and therefore it's no longer a problem, however, everything else is.
Correct. Now, so let's take this chakira for a moment, right? Is it mutter mishum oneg Shabbos or emes Shabbos, right? So in a vacuum, Right? What would you say? Give me two very good nafkaminas between Rashi and Tosfos.
If you know
maybe you could have Amos Yom Tov also, but not only
Yom Tov. Let's take this straight one. Before, pretend you don't know the Maskana of the Yerushalmi.
There's two.
Well, to be honest,
I mean,
if you have more food, you would be able to have Onik.
Possibly one would be, can you be Mekayim Onik Shabbos, right? Otherwise,
if you know
right? If it's about him not lying on Shabbos, then even if you don't need the food, you would believe him. Good.
If you know that the Amei Haaretz doesn't keep Shabbos, why would he be afraid of Shabbos if he doesn't do Shabbos?
I mean, I guess presumably, yes, but and the Gemara is not dealing with it in those circumstances, but yes, I guess if you knew someone was not scared.
According to Rashi, only Shabbos would still be.
You're right. The two most straightforward nafkaminas would be Motzei Shabbos, right? Right? Well, if you didn't know the Rashi's conclusion, I would have said whether it's Mutar or Motzei Shabbos is telling this question. Oh, if it's about believability, then it's Mutar Motzei Shabbos, is it? Right? The other nafkamina, which is just the flip of that, is what if you asked him on Friday? Right? If it's about Ema Shabbos, he wouldn't be believed. If it's about Onik Shabbos, he would be believed. Right? Because Ema Shabbos is focused on when the Amaret spoke, and Onik Shabbos is focused on when you want to eat. Right? Pretty straightforward. Okay, so what I want to show you, basically, here is that Tosfos, who is it the Yemei unit, Ramosha Shir?
Which one?
Shukali. During the Yemei Yun on Geirus, over there.
Yeah.
So what is Rav Moshe's number one rule for all Makaros?
Take a long time.
Don't believe anybody, right? That's his rule. Did you catch that? He says this all the time. Number one rule in learning is never trust anybody. Always look at the Makaros. So Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi and claims the Yerushalmi supports him. As all the Acharim point out, who does the Yerushalmi support?
Rashi.
Well, no. Actually, both of them. The Machlokas Onik Shabbos, Ema Shabbos is a Machlokas in the Yerushalmi that he quotes. That's one thing I want to show you.
Attack on Rashi.
Yes, correct. Second thing I want to... Very sneaky. Second thing I want to show you is that you think the Bavli is Lamdish, but the Yerushalmi, often you have these moments in Yerushalmi where you have this is actually almost two blot in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Dabim are very small. Sometimes just reads like an Achron wrote them. So, watch the Yerushalmi at play. Halokeach peiros mishen onemen ala maisos v'shach lo asron sholo b'shabes v'ochel al pif. Okay? That's the Mishnah.
Chash. The two Nakaminas are... If you ask him on Shabbos.
You would think that the nafkaminas be if you ask him on Shabbos, what if you ask him on Erev Shabbos, what if he's not believable, right? These are all good. What if he has other food? Watch the Yerushalmi be beautifully lamdish, raise this chakira with all the nafkaminas. Let's go. It's the Mishnah is at the beginning, right? Motzei Shabbos lo yochal ad she'aser. But on Motzei Shabbos, you can't eat until you give Maaser again. Okay? Fine. Now, the Mishnah concludes that you can't eat it on Motzei Shabbos. So right away, which one would you think is right, Rashi or Tosfos?
It says Onik Shabbos.
Yeah, you're right. The Mishnah tells you this. And the Mishnah tells you it's also Motzei Shabbos. But watch the Yerushalmi. Okay? Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. So the Chevre says the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Why is it Mutter Mibnei? Mishum, why is this mutter? Why is it mutter to eat? Mishum, kavo Chavez etiru. Who's that like?
Rashi.
Good. So then the Gemara says, what's the problem? Im ibnei kavo Chavez. Lomali shawala. Right. Another potential nafkamina is. So why do you have to ask him? Right. It's about Onik Chavez. We just say you're making on Chavez. So why do you have to ask him? Asking him makes it sound like it's what? A question of
believability,
which sounds more like. Ema Shabbos, right? Like the other answer that we saw, right? Why would you ask him if it's just a heter mishum kavod Shabbos, right? So why don't you just ask him? Why do you even need to ask him? So the more answers, al yidei ila, they were only makil with a combination of factors. Onik Shabbos was a reason to believe him, right? Okay, Rav Bibi b'shem Rabbi Chananya, Ema Shabbos alav. The second day in the Yerushalmi is why is it mutter?
Because of Ema Shabbos.
Ema Shabbos. Vehu Omer Emes, and therefore he says the truth. So the Gemara says, okay, Vim Emes Shabbos love, But da tanin chashecha motzei Shabbos lo yochel ad she yaser. Now what's the question that you're telling me? If it's mishum eima Shabbos, then why is it Suran Motzei Shabbos, right? We said the first nafka min you would think between Kavod Shabbos and Zonik Shabbos is Motzei Shabbos. The problem is, we know what's the answer. Is it Mutar Motzei Shabbos or Aser? Aser, it's a Mishnah. So the Yerushalmi says, so how could it be Ema Shabbos? So the Gemara says, and this comes to Chaim's point, Mibnei Echad She'enich Ema Shabbos Alav. Why are we Machmer Motzei Shabbos?
Because someone might not have.
Because someone doesn't. So what is the Yerushalmi telling you? Right, the Yerushalmi is playing classic Chakira Nafka Mina game. Yeah. Right, it says Onik Shabbos or Ema Shabbos. Well, if it's Ema Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos. The Gemara says it's a problem. Right, so the Gemara answers
not a problem.
It's not a problem because it's Ema Shabbos plus Onik Shabbos. Right, meaning they're not. It's not a full machlokas. The machlokas is not only Onik Shabbos or Ema Shabbos. The one who holds Onik Shabbos doesn't say it's a straight Kula Mishum Oneg Shabbos. He says, because of the Goreim of Oneg Shabbos, we what? We lower the standards of believability, meaning that was the first question in Yerushalmi, Al Yedei Ilah. Meaning, if I had to phrase the Chakira in a different way, it would be, are we Mekil because we want you to be able to eat, or are we Mekil because we, right?
Believe you.
Right? Oneg Shabbos, Eimet Shabbos. No. That's what Yerushalmi asks. But then the Yerushalmi says, okay, so then the first Nafka Mina should be, do you have to ask him at all? Yeah. And he says, no, because even if it's primarily because we want you to be able to eat, right? That's only going to push us in the direction of believing you, but you still need to. You still need to ask him. Then the Gemara says, okay, but it's about believability, then it should be true both on Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not absolute believability, right? It's a kula in believability because of Onik Shabbos. So it's a question not of which answer is right, but which one is
more
primary,
was
right?
By the way, what was the other Nafka Mina when we would say?
Watch.
What was the other one we suggested?
If you ask on Erev Shabbos.
Awesome.
Right, so now let's continue, right? Then the Gemara says, Ah, Tani Shalom Bechol. So what if you ask him during the week? Right, which should work if you thought that Rashi and Tosfos, so to speak, were mutually exclusive. So then, if you ask him Bechol, should be Mutter Aser.
According to Rashi,
Oneg Shabbos would be Mutter. According to Kavod Ema Shabbos would be Aser. But it answers Lo Yochol B'Shabbos because you also need Ema Shabbos. Right, right. It's playing a classic Chakira Nafka Mina game, and then it's doing the anti-Brisker thing, which is telling you
they're both right.
They're both right, right? There's Tzvei Dinim, the only question, which is primary. But so now the Gemara says, well,
you can't eat on Shabbos because it's both?
Well, look, continue, look. Man, the Amar Ema Shabbos Alav, if you think it's about Ema Shabbos, Nicha, then I understand why you don't believe him when you asked him on Friday. But Man, the Amar Ema Shabbos, Shabbos, but if it's about Kavod Shabbos, meaning the primary concern is what happens on Shabbos, not the believability, Afilu Sholo B'chol Yochav Shabbos, so the Gemara says, right, lo amar. Oh, sorry, no. At this point, the Gemara actually accepts this Nafka Mina. Right, the Gemara does accept this Nafka Mina, right? If it's primarily about Ema Shabbos, you won't believe him. If it's primarily about Onik Shabbos, you will believe him, right? Al Yedei Ilah. Right, so that Nafka Mina does accept, right? Because if it's primarily about, right, what? About Kavod Shabbos, and you just need a pretense to believe him, so then even asking him during the week is enough. But if Shabbos creates a reason to believe him, so then you need Shabbos, and you can't give up that factor. Right? So here we found an actual Nafka Mina. Even if you think the two sides of the Chakira are not mutually exclusive, you will still find an actual Nafka Mina if you ask him an Erev Shabbos.
But we still say that it's true believability even for Kavod Shabbos. It's still working on
the defense. Yeah, yeah. Or Al Yedei Ilah.
Yeah.
Right, but you don't need Shabbos. You don't need him to say it on Shabbos.
Yeah.
So the thing where it says, okay, Lo Amar Ela Shogeg, Hamezid Asur, Detanin and Shachal Asur, Kishaini Motanai, Avamiyeshi Motanai, Ochol Tanai, No, Mashiach, Then the Gemara says, but this is only if you did it by accident. You right, you forgot to be Mafresh, but if you, on purpose, waited to Shabbos to rely on it, that wouldn't work.
How is that done?
What? No, I mean you purposely didn't. You bought it from the Amaretz, and now you're chayv to be mafresh again.
Oh, I see.
Right, but you purposely didn't because you know there's kulos of demai on Shabbos. Then the Gemara asks another thing. right? Okay, what if, I'll summarize the next one. What if I, an Amaretz sold me two different things, or sold to two different people? Can I rely on testimony to one person or about one thing? The word says no. Fine, but that's fine. Skip down a few. Fine. So why is it that I can't believe him? For if he says that he was mad for someone else's maaser. So the Yerushalmi says, "Mandir mnei kavod Shabbos nicha, umandir amar b'bnei ema Shabbos alav, lama maaser mize alze."
Wait. Sorry.
But okay. Right. So then the Yerushalmi continues and says like this, right? Right. If sorry, not the case of two people. If I bought two different vegetables from an Amaretz, so and he tells me that he was mafresh the potatoes, but he doesn't tell me anything about the carrots. So can I assume that the carrots were mufresh? So Yerushalmi suggests, right, that this should be a nafkamino. Right, we paskin that you're not believed, but the Gemara says, but why? Right, mibnei kavod Shabbos nicha. According to kavod Shabbos, it would make sense that you're not believed.
Don't believe him for the second message.
Yeah, but why not? So the Gemara says, according to kavod Shabbos, it makes sense. Why? Because you have vegetables. But mibnei ema Shabbos love lama ma'aser mizel zeh. Right? Why? But if it's about ema Shabbos, right? Once he's telling you that he was mafresh things, why can't you assume about other things? Then the Gemara backs down and says, no, it really doesn't work for either shita, because even for kavod Shabbos, sometimes you want both potatoes and carrots. Ad kedon v'she'en lo me'os amin, afil yesh lo amin, hayetzer tov. Okay. Then the Gemara brings a whole bunch of very fundamental, right, just to see how lamdish it gets. Then it says, well, what happens if it's yom dov shu samach l'Shabbos? What if it's yom dov going into Shabbos? And then the Gemara says, what about 2 days of yantif? Right? Do you believe it on the second day or not?
What
if it's about, right?
Say that again.
Right? If it's about Shtei Kedusha, right? If Shabbat, if you have two consecutive days of Kedusha, do you believe him on the second day? Right? Or do you have to ask him again? Right? So the Gemara asks, why? Now what does this tell you again? Right? This is very lamdish. This is like already super lamdish. Right?
Why would you assume that he'll only do one? Because he's not
Ma'aretz and
he doesn't
have a
second or what?
No. So what's the Svara? If it's Mishum Onik Shabbos, so maybe what would you say?
There's a new Onik Shabbos.
There's a new Onik Shabbos. So the Kula can't be Chal on two Kedushos. Right? You see how long this is already? Right?
This is if there's Yom Tov into Shabbos.
What? Simchas Yantif. Right? There are two different types of Simcha. Right? Or even 2 days of Yom Tov. Right? Are they two different Kedushos that now they require a new Kula? Right? So you see how lumdish, by the way, it gets. Right? This type of thing doesn't happen so often in the Bavli, but the Yerushalmi does. Then the Gemara answers.
I don't understand that point, though, was it? There are two earning classes, so why can you rely on the Kula? That's what you just said.
Yeah, that's what the Yerushalmi asks.
Wait, why? What?
Because if it's a special kula, right, that if I ask on Shabbos, I believe him for Shabbos, because I have a kula for today's kavod Shabbos, maybe each kedusha would require its own, right, heter, and therefore I would have to ask him again. And therefore, whether or not I could rely on him on the second day of Yom Tov would depend on whether I think 2 days of Yom Tov, or Shabbos going into Yom Tov, or Yom Tov going to Shabbos, milled into one Kedusha, one unit of Kedusha, or not. Right? This is extremely, extremely lumdish. What's the obvious response to this lumdish possibility?
It's one Kedusha.
No, the obvious point is, stop getting so lumdish, right? Whatever you think the reason is, you weren't able to be mafresh in between because it was Shabbos or Yom Tov. So obviously, whatever kula they carved out is going to apply to 2 days of Yom Tov, no matter how you conceptualize it, right? That's the conclusion of the Yerushalmi. But just to give you an idea of how lumdish the Yerushalmi got, right? It actually at least suggested that this was true. Okay, so the Yerushalmi, right? What we originally said is Mechlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos, in fact, is a Hakir in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi suggests a whole bunch of potential nafkaminas, points out that, in fact, this isn't such an absolute chakira, right? And in fact, you need both. So, and even if you think it's Oneg Shabbos, you need some believability. Even if it's Amos Shabbos, you need the justification of Shabbos. The only nafka, I mean, it ends up carving out is, what if you ask on Erev Shabbos? Because if you think primarily it's about a kula of Oneg Shabbos, you just need a pretense of believability, then that works. If you think it's about he tells the truth on Shabbos, then it wouldn't work. All the other nafkaminas the Yerushalmi eliminates by saying no, right? By Motzei Shabbos, even if it's about believability, we don't totally believe you, right? And then the Gemara, right, takes this lumdish leap and suggests that maybe when we're talking about Oneg Shabbos, it would only be Chal on the Kedusha that you're talking about, right? Then the Gemara rejects it because on practical grounds it doesn't make sense that Rabbanan would have carved out a Kula that, right, where practically you can't do anything about it until after it. But at least conceptually, it was willing to entertain the possibility that this is such a lumdish kula, right, that's chal in the, right, because of the kedushas hayom, because of the kavod hayom, right, that it would only apply to this Shabbos and not a consecutive yom kadosh. Okay, a few more points that I want to make, okay?
So even though at the end of the day, it's not a real kira because both answers do the other, and there's only one nafkamina, it's super lumdish. So it's
I mean, it is really lumdish. Yerushalmi is very lumdish. It happens to me that Yerushalmi backs down on a lot of the lumdish, but it's very lumdish.
Is that the case across the thing cover to cover or not?
What?
Yerushalmi cover to cover is always like this.
It has a lot of moments like this, it really does. I remember there was one time in Yoma where it literally has like a 10-part chakira. It's incredible.
10-part chakira.
Oh, it's astounding. Okay. So it is very lumdish. It's true that we back away from most of the chakiras, but by the way, this is often true, right? That what you think is a big chakira, right? When you actually flesh it out, you'll see that it's not quite as broad as you think it is. That's not a big deal. For briskers, they might not like it, but there's not much I can do about it.
Just because the chakira exists doesn't mean that we have to pass on that chakira.
Exactly. Bidyuk. Okay. A few more points. Mishum Eima Shabbos. So, what does that mean? Why is he believed on Shabbos? What does Eima Shabbos mean? So, I'll give you three possibilities. Right? Right?
Yeah.
Which really is two possibilities subdivided. Right? Mishum Eima Shabbos. So, first of all, when we say, he won't lie Mishum Eima Shabbos, does that mean
therefore, we actually believe
in
something.
Well, why won't he lie on? I'll phrase it this way: why won't he lie on Shabbos?
Something about Shabbos makes him honest.
What is that?
Because God is closer.
He suddenly feels God around him and gets scared.
So one is, it's not because it's worse to lie on Shabbos. It's just that he thinks it's worse to lie on Shabbos. The other possibility is
it's actually worse,
right? I mean, when the Gemara says Mishem Eim Shabbos, is it saying it's actually worse to lie on Shabbos and therefore Namaretz won't lie? Or Namaretz thinks it's worse to lie on Shabbos and therefore he won't lie?
Well, I'll say, if it's so bad to him to lie on Shabbos, then assumedly we know that Namaretz does, and B, why would that be?
What? Okay, wait, well, I'm asking you, which...
No, because it's an umdana.
Thank you.
Wait, why?
Okay, hold it. Now, even when the possibility of saying that it's just that he thinks it's worse, there's still two possibilities, right? Is it that he thinks it's bad to lie in Shabbos, or he thinks it's bad to lie about Trumos and Maisers on Shabbos, right? Which one is it? So, the Rambam says, right, it is, Amru B'Talmud, B'Tamei Yosef Ne'eman B'Shabbos, Eima Shabbos Alav, Klomar Sha'amei Aretz Chamura B'Neim Aver B'Shabbos Machmas Chumras Yom Lochein Lona Choshe Shaker. The Rambam weighs in on which side. It's not actually worse to do an Aver on Shabbos, he only thinks it is. And what does he think it's worse to do on Shabbos?
To
lie about anything. Any Aver he wouldn't do on Shabbos. Yes?
So therefore, if you ask an Amei Aretz, like
anything, he's less likely to lie. Yeah, he's less likely to do an avira.
Is that enough? Can we trust him for?
I have no idea, but this is what the Rambam says. Okay. The Rosh and many other Rishonim say no. It is only about his perception, but the reason he won't lie about Trumos on Shabbos is because Shabbos and Truma have a fundamental connection, which is, I won't read inside, but Shabbos is Kovel Maestros. Right, there's Allah, I mean, there's Rabbanan, that once Shabbos passes, right, normally, until Gmar Malacha, you're allowed to eat Arai from Tevel on, right, during the week, right? As long as you aren't Kovei Asuda, and you haven't done Gmar Malacha, you haven't finished the production process, you're allowed to eat it, right, as a snack, right? But once Shabbos has passed, you aren't allowed to. It's called Shabbos Koveya, right? So the Rosh says he'll think that you right that there's a connection between Trumos and Challah, Trumos and Shabbos, and won't want to lie about Trumos on Shabbos, right? Because he knows that Shabbos is fundamentally connected to Truma.
So there's a halacha that we that all these Amaratzim don't know.
Yes, because the Amaratzim are educated enough to know that Shabbos and Truma have a fundamental connection that he won't lie about Truma on Shabbos.
Like the Shabbos games that you do at shows that you act, like there's always these things that certain people know and like. What?
Yes. The last possibility, I looked around, I assumed there had to be somebody who said the extremely lumdish possibility, which is it's actually worse to do an Avera on Shabbos, just like, you know, it's worse to do an Avera in the Beis HaMikdash or something, right? In a Bakta, what?
Where's the Aleph in the Rosh?
Is there usually a... This is the Rosh. This is a Rosh Shimshon of Shantz, not Rav Asher, right? This is a Rosh Shimshon of Shantz, right? Rav Samson of Sins, right? Who lives a full century before the Rosh. The Rosh is 1250. The Rosh is circa 1150. What?
How do you spell Shams?
What?
How do you spell
Shams? Shimshon of Sens.
Of Sens.
Sens. S-E-N-S. Sens. Or Shams. Shin Aleph Nun Sadi. Okay. So I looked around for somebody who would say the Lumdish possibility or Kabbalistic possibility or whatever, which is that just like it's worse to do an Avera in the Beis HaMikdash or in Shul, because in addition to doing an Avera, you're violating the Kedushas HaMakom, that doing an Avera on Shabbos is worse because you're violating Kedushas HaZman. I, in fact, found it, after some searching, in the Sefer HaSulam, which is a Kabbalistic work, where he, in fact, says, Chazal Amru, last verse on the page, Amar es Eimah Shabbos Lav, Hinei Tam Chacham u Bechinas Shabbos, Hinei Shabbos y Bechinas Gmar HaTikun. Don't ask me what any of what I just said means. Hainu Kmoshe Gmar HaTikun, Az Kfar Yuakil Mutukanim, Mukhsharam Lekabal HaHalbis Ora HaElyon, Kmogin Shabbos y Bechinas Gmar, Hainu Shaora HaElyon Yachol, Lehofiya, Lezlavish B'tachtonim, Elishu Rak B'chinas, Itru Usa Dileila. I have no idea what I just read, but it's clear that what he said is that Eimah, that the reason he is afraid is because, in fact, Shabbos is a worse time to do sins. I don't know what I just read. I really have no idea. I mean, I could try to figure it out. I do know Kabbalah enough that I could sort of piece this together, but it suffice it to say, some Kabbalists, in fact, take the Lumdish possibility. I'm just going to throw out one more. What?
Did you say the Kabbalists take the Lumdish possibility?
Yes, I've said this before. The day that I got engaged, I wasn't quite in control of myself. So in Rosenzweig Shir, I raised my hand at some point and pointed out that the most extreme side of a particular Chakira appeared in the Zohar, which led to an immediate email by the Shir assistant to why we don't quote Zohar and Shir. Then Rosenzweig told me that he didn't care, and he was even, some people in Shir were even mocking him that I was right, the Zohar was the most lumdish possibility in the Sugya. Happens.
All the Zohar?
No. I knew this piece. Okay. One last point, while I was Googling, trying to find somebody who said the Lumdish possibility, I also discovered a discussion forum where someone asked, why are Amaratzim afraid to lie on Shabbos? And somebody wrote in this forum something which I thought was very cynical, but it was worth quoting. Amaratzim are afraid on Shabbos, but they don't have databases to look for answers to defend themselves. So, I assure you that's not what the Yerushalmi meant, but whatever. Rava Pasach Viducha, so we can end with one. Anyways, I just wanted to show you a Lumdish Yerushalmi, how Chakira Rashi does is in fact Yerushalmi, how Chakiras are not always quite as grand as you think, but that doesn't mean they're not interesting, and then a secondary Chakira about the nature of Eimah Shabbos. Okay.